Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. The steep fall in oil prices have caused worries and have been mitigated to some extent by some good economic data, particularly from China in the last few hours. Futures in New York posted losses after plunging 7.1% in the previous session in the most significant one-day drop in more than 3 years. OPEC warned demand for its crude is falling faster than expected, underlying why Saudi Arabia and some of the members are signaling output cuts. Moreover, the broader improved sentiment on back of US-China talks has supported risk assets this morning. US Treasuries at 3.1%, while losses on UK gilts have pushed yields by 6.8 basis to 1.51%. China's economy showed some sign of stabilization in October, with infrastructure investment and industrial production picking up, even as weak retail sales underscored strong downward pressure on output. IP gained a better-than-expected 5.9% from a year earlier, and fixed asset investment rose 5.7% in the 10 months through October, exceeding an estimate of 5.5%. Japan's economy shrank more than what was expected in the third quarter for the second time this year. GDP contracted at an annualized pace of 1.2% as exports slid 1.8% and capital outlays also fell. The sell-off on investment-grade corporate debt deepens and has dropped more than 3.5% so far this year, and is on track for the worst year since 2008, when it lost almost 5%. The market fell by about 1.5% last month, its biggest October loss in a decade. High-rated investment grade had been under pressure as current tight valuations have been unable to withstand the ongoing policy tightening by the Fed officials, together with some concerns over valuation when compared to higher short-term interest rates. Global investors have showed renewed interest towards India's sovereign bonds after shunning them for most of the year. Whether the interest will sustain depends on the price of oil, the nation's top import. Overseas holdings have risen 80.1 billion rupees or $1.1 billion in the previous 3 weeks, data from the Clearing Corporation of India shows. The inflows have coincided with a swift drop in crude costs and debt buying support from the central bank, helping put the benchmark 10-year bonds on course for the first quarterly gain in more than a year. Moreover, Sri Lanka dollar sovereign bonds were among the biggest gainers in a Bloomberg Barclays index of sovereign and corporate notes after the nation's top court suspended an order by President Maithripala Sirisena to dissolve the island nation's parliament and call a snap general election. We do continue to see pressure on Sri Lankan government bonds given its external position and recent political headwinds. With sufficient foreign reserves, we believe Sri Lanka should be able to redeem the upcoming $1 billion debt obligation due January 2019. We also expect to see the government return to capital markets during the first quarter. Thank you and have a great day.